Lots of questions, lots of calls about the Goodwill and the R&D?
R&D.
Yeah, I think they're, if you listen to the whole little diatribe was, and we're going to get to the Magambo with this and ask him about it, but this new calculation in GDP is supposed to capitalize the expenditures for R&D and not expense them. And the argument is, well, it's an insignificant amount. It's not going to change the numbers too much. Well, if we're going to go from 0 to 3%, that's a pretty big change. So, and I was kidding when I said we're going to capitalize salaries, if anybody thought I was serious about that. But don't count that out. The Federal Reserve is not done yet. Neither is the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle, 877-326-3255. I'm Dan Kofal, and we've got the Magambo Guru on with us right now. He's my good friend. He is one of the smartest men that I know. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to know the answer to everything, even though he does. Sometimes you just have to know the right answer is always gold. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'll tell you, you're a very astute student in there, Dan.
Welcome, my good friend. How are you today?
Fine. How you doing?
I am great. Have you been paying attention to the government saying we're going to change the way we calculate GDP? Have you seen that?
They're always doing that. No, I haven't seen the latest one. What is it?
Well, the latest one is they are going to include in GDP now previously expensed items like research and development. What they're going to do is to capitalize those now. So they're going to pull those expenses out and say those really weren't expenses. Those were assets we created.
Yes.
that's...
Well, as a corporation, I think I would love it. I'm going to get a gigantic check in the mail here any minute now.
Well, yeah, but you're not allowed. You're not allowed to do that.
Or is it the other way around, that I'm going to owe the government a lot of money all of a sudden? I mean, I'm not really sure how this is going to work out.
Well, yeah, you and I aren't allowed to do that. Not on, you know, not in our personal taxes or personal accounting, not in our corporate accounting. We can't do that. But the government...
Well, most things are capitalized anyway. There are very few things that are expensed anymore. It makes sense for a corporation to capitalize as much as they can to increase their free cash flow and their income statement. To expense things, money's gone, big chunks of it. So I don't know what expenses they're talking about capitalizing. I mean, there's that part on the form, what Section 179 expenditures of less than $10,000 on capital equipment and office supplies. Maybe they mean that. I don't know exactly what's going on, but something, big amounts of money are going to change hands here pretty soon.
Big amounts of money are going to change hands. What they're doing is saying when we calculate GDP, instead of subtracting expenses in that GDP calculation, we are going to capitalize the things that we used to expense. We're not going to capitalize salaries yet. We're going to get there someday. But right now, what we're going to do is to capitalize R&D and similar expenditures instead of expensing those. And all of a sudden, the economy looks better by 2 to 3% overnight.
Well, you know, there must be other ramifications here, because the advantage of expensing it all, somebody got that money. I mean, you paid money out, so that's an expense to you, but somebody got revenue, so it's captured. It's basically a zero-sum game. Somebody's going to pay the tax on the money.
Well, see, here's the distinction. Yeah, but here's the difference, though. This is just how you calculate GDP. This isn't taxes or accounting or anything else. This is just the way the government says the economy is growing. And you know GDP has nothing to do with real growth anyway. So this is just a way to make the growth appear to be even bigger than it isn't.
it has to be more than that. It's always about money, Dan.
Sure.
They don't do things unless it's about the money. So there means it's money. You know, California has passed some ex post facto retroactive tax increases. The one that got me was that they created a special tax exemption for California entrepreneurs to not pay some tax on some of their revenue if they earned it in the state. Well, now their court decided that was unconstitutional and wants all that money back. These guys sold their businesses 10 years ago, and suddenly they're paying a tax of $250,000.
Oh, my.
Retroactive tax. And so, I mean, in California, they let them get away with it, I guess, so far. And so maybe the government's trying to figure out a way to do this thing, too.
What do you think
about everybody a bill for $5,000? That'd go a long way to solving a lot of our problems.
What do you think about the new sales tax that they that the federal government is supporting? It's not a federal sales tax per se, but it's allowing internet. It's demanding that internet retailers collect sales tax to from everybody they for everybody they ship to, therefore increasing the revenue to the states.
Yes, well, they're running a gigantic budget deficit, and they're desperate for revenue. And so, I mean, this is just the beginning of things. I mean, tax things are going on daily. Everywhere you look, taxes are going up on things, along with inflation. So, I mean, they're collecting more revenue because they're inflating the bills. I mean, it's always about the money.
Didn't the president tell us that he wasn't going to raise taxes on the middle class? And these very taxes are targeted at the middle class. I don't know any billionaire that orders anything over the internet.
Well, yeah, the middle class is the only ones that have any money. So they have to get taxed. There is no really about anybody else. What can I tell you? We just spent ourselves into a bankruptcy, and we're freaking doomed.
You sound like I think sometimes, which is like you're disenchanted with the disingenuousness of our financial reporting and our financial management. Would that be fair?
Well, what a witty thing to say. disenchanted with the disingenuousness, did you say? Well, very alliterative, if nothing else.
where do you think I learned these skills from? I learned it from reading you for 15 years.
Well, I thank you very much for noticing it.
You are the master of the one sentence paragraph.
I do have, you know, I've turned the run on sentence into an art form of its own.
Oh, absolutely. And we had an article just yesterday written by Magambo, and it's in his usual literary flamboyant style I'm telling you, an entire paragraph, one sentence, and you can you feel the passion. You don't even have time for punctuation.
You know, it's just not the way it comes out. I'm just so angry, just so disenchanted with the disingenuousness. I mean, the anger comes pouring out. So the long run-on sentence, I mean, imagine all kinds of wonderful inflections in there and wonderful facial expressions. And that'll be me hammering this stuff out.
Now, you know, all of our listeners get upset when I get you off track talking about gold, when I know how much you enjoy talking about the Federal Reserve and other things.
I do.
But I've got to get this gold question in. And people, this is the big question of the week is, okay, with all these countries, Germany at the top of the list, wanting their gold back. And certainly the supposition that this gold has been sold and leveraged tens of tens, if not hundreds of times over. What is it going to, when Germany says, I want my gold back, and the U.S. says no, exactly what is it going to take for people in the country to say the emperor's not wearing any clothes, or at least we should take a closer look? Nobody seems to care.
Well, I think the United States should tell Germany that I want you to shut up about this gold thing. I'm going to pull all my troops out of Germany, and all those paychecks are going to disappear. And how do you think your economy is going to fare then without thousands and thousands and thousands of GIs over there sending their paychecks every month? The gold thing is going to blow up in a minute, so they've got to keep this thing going as long as they can. I mean, there's all kinds of scams we can pull between now and then. Extortion being one of the lesser of them, I would have
said. I've never heard it said that extortion is one of the lesser options that we have.
Oh, bomb one of theirs and do Dresden again. Tell them that you're serious. And there was a comic strip one time. Dick Tracy's hero was Fosdick Foster, and Fosdick Foster would shoot into – oh, no, it wasn't. It was Duke, the guy, Hunter Thompson.
Right.
He and the comic strip, Doonesbury, would walk into the room shooting a machine gun, blowing everything inside. He says, I like to soften up a room before I walk into it. Well, we've got lots of options. Look at the biggest military in the world looking for something to do.
Well, you know, I like that. Yeah, here we have a military and they have nothing to do. That's exactly right. I don't know.
It's like,
I have to tell you, I look at the world right now. I look at Boston. I look at the martial law in the United States. I always said that once you had martial law in a major city in the United States, that the downfall of the country cannot be far behind, because martial law is such a hideously bad thing. When's the last time we did that? Oh, that's right. Well, it's not really in Katrina. When was? Oh, that was right. The Civil War. For God's sake. I mean, it's not like we have the habit of bringing in U.S. troops into a major U.S. city, and we just did that for one guy. I see the United States losing its spirit and its spine to fight back, and I see it failing to put lines in the sand saying, do not cross these financial lines, and if you do, I'm going to call you a liar. Nobody's calling anybody a liar. Now it's just a game for who can tell the biggest lie without getting caught.
Well, that's the triumph of the Keynesian revolution. That's all they have left. They've got to try to keep this thing going as long as they can. And they're only lying. So, you know, Cyprus, they're talking about confiscating people's money and their currency. So, you know, there's all kinds of things they can do. And all of them, it gets worse and worse and worse. That's the way it is through history. That's the lesson of history, for God's sake. Buy silver and gold, and your government is doing this because the currency is going to go down in value. There's going to be turmoil and chaos, and inflation and prices are going to rage, and that's what causes the martial law. Food costs too much. Everything else we can get along with, you know, but when food costs too much and you can't afford to eat, that's when they start declaring martial law. People are so grumpy. They get real grumpy when they're hungry.
You know,
I do anyway.
You know, sanguine is the word I might use for you right now.
Sanguine. Well, I'm sanguine very that it's going to happen, just like it has all the other times in history. 100% of the time. Yeah. Thousands of years.
People get grumpy.
I mean, my gosh, you're not buying gold and silver when it's been proven to be the best thing to buy for thousands of years, 100% of the time. What the hell is the matter with you?
And what are we, Magombo? We are all what?
We're all freaking dope. Except for the people who buy silver and gold, who will soar majestically over a barren, ashy, burnt-out landscape of poor people screaming about how miserable they are.
You got to learn to open up more, my friend. And you keep too much of this inside, it's going to kill you. Magombo, we love it. So does everybody else. So do the folks that read the article. And, I would like to say you're back, but you never really left. You're here. We appreciate it. Have a great week. My best to your family.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful being here. Bye-bye.
God bless. We'll be right back.